Welcome to Cody Catch Up. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about Tailwind CSS. Now, this is a utility-first CSS framework, and it's aimed at allowing you to build custom user interfaces rapidly or very quickly. And it's really taking the web by storm, and I can certainly see why. I know some people that I talk to or are friends with, and they are quite loving using it. And there's a bit of a difference here between your standard CSS framework, which you're used to. So they've used examples of Bootstrap, Foundation, or Bulma. And they're saying that it's different in terms of it's not a UI kit. So you don't have like a default theme for it. There's no built-in kind of like UI components. So you've still got that low-level ability to control the style and output of what you're developing, but it gives you the utilities to get you there a lot faster and with some defaults, and that's in terms of colors and how they set up their basic kind of responsive grid, which is all configurable as well. So on top of that, they actually have a configuration file, very, very simple. It's just a tailwind.js file, and you can go through and change it. They've got a nice default. They've got all their colors. It's very much like what you'd be used to using in SAS-based CSS frameworks. So very similar, but it's just in JavaScript. So you've got all the ability there. Now, those colors that I was talking about, it's not like an average set of colors which you're used to in a lot of CSS frameworks. It's actually quite a well-built out, well-thought-out, and quite a nice palette of colors that you can choose from. And they've got all the shades from everything from a base layer all the way to the standard light, lighter, lightest, and dark, dark, darker, darkest. And they've got quite a lot of color bases there, which if you wanted to prototype something, that'd be completely acceptable. If you want to then change it a bit, very easy to do. So you've got that ability there of having this framework, this CSS framework that allow you to quickly build out components or even entire websites or applications, and then adjust colors and styling to suit your needs fairly easily. Most of it will probably through configuration and stuff like that, just the way that it's set out. You really do need to check out the configuration file visually to really get an understanding of that, but you'll see what I mean, where you can basically prototype as is without changing anything and then go through and adjust your configuration afterwards. That'll probably suit most cases. Now, one of the things you might be thinking is, what about if you want to add some new utility CSS classes? Well, there is the ability to do that, and as well documented how to do that and in the correct way of their opinionated way of how to do that, which is really nice. So you don't have to think about how I should do this and how I should try to do it so it works within the framework itself. So that's really nice to see there. Now, it is still fairly new, but it seems to be quite solid. I haven't actually put this into a production kind of environment yet, just playing around with it. I quite like it. I don't mind this utility-driven approach to developing. It's just another one of these things, I suppose, to bring into the debates, which I've seen actually quite a lot of these coming up in like Twitter comment threads, articles and stuff like that. But I definitely like the idea of this utility base. On top, add that with any of your other processing functionality, and you're really going to get quite a robust system that will do what you need to do and still be quite light in terms of how much CSS is generated and how much you use. Because when you use utility-based classes, so you're just adding reusable classes everywhere, you do end up with a smaller CSS base. And then, of course, if you tie into something like UnCSS, one of those other utilities that runs through your code and checks to see what's not being used and strips them out, you're actually going to get quite a snappy bit of performance out of your CSS. So you're only loading what you need. Of course, on top of that, critical CSS. So there's a lot of ways where this is going to make sure that your site, as long as you develop within the framework, is going to be quite a small impact in terms of style sheet loading. So it's really nice to see there. That's all I really got for this episode. I'd love to know what you think about Tailwind CSS. You can check that out at tailwindcss.com. Love to know, have you used it? What has your experience has been like? Send through a tweet to @CodaCatchUp on Twitter. You can send through an email to CodaCatchUp@gmail.com or leave a comment on CodaCatchUp.com for this episode. If you're listening to this on YouTube, please leave a comment in the comment section below. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please leave a like and a subscribe. That'd be awesome. If you're listening to this in iTunes, please leave a rating and review. that would be even better. That's all I really got for this episode. I'd love to know your thoughts. It seems pretty awesome. I'm excited to try this out in an upcoming project. So I'll keep you updated to see how that goes, because it's something I think that will probably make it into my daily driver kind of kit. So that's it. We'll catch you next episode. Bye.